broadcasting live from the beautiful Legacy Theater in Alpharetta, Georgia, for Code Launch Atlanta 2021, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Now, here's your hosts.
Welcome back to Code Launch Atlanta 2021. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful Legacy Theater. And Lee, this is the one we've been waiting for, man. We've got the winners from the contest. Please join me in welcoming to the show with Eva Helt, Sara Vias, and Carl Hanna. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. So excited to be here. So excited to be holding a champion's belt.
That's right. Hey, they said everybody's a winner, but you're the only one that gets to bring home the belt. So I think you're the real winners.
You got it. You know, I will tell that to the other folks.
So tell us about Eva Helt.
Well, so Eva Health, you know, it's a health tech startup. We're based here in Atlanta, and our mission is really to help family caregivers, like you or me, you know, caring for a parent, right? So we're using technology to really, you know, help you throughout the care journey, right? Not only to care for your loved one, but also yourself, right? So you want to make sure that you know, you're also healthy, right? So that's a primary focus for us. And we've been at this journey for the last, you know, 2 years, you know, building this. And so, you know, excited to get a win today. You know, so Ravi's right there with me, you know, my partner in crime. So super excited.
So now tell us about how the idea came about. What was the kind of impetus to get you thinking along these lines that you wanted to serve the caregivers? And I believe dementia is one of the areas you kind of started in.
Mm-hmm. So dementia is, you know, it's a focus for us. You know, it's a starting point, right? And the question you ask is about caregivers. What was our why? We're also caregivers. We're also, you know, cared for our parents, or caring for, and some of us, for the parents that are still alive, right? So, and we've been in the healthcare industry. We're consultants, you know, for two of the big, or three of the big companies, right? And crisscrossed the nation, you know, several times over. And we've seen the needs. We've seen, you know, when the family leaves the clinic, the hospital, they're by themselves to figure out what they need to do on a daily basis. So not only we've seen it from a professional landscape, what was the challenge, we also have experienced it as well.
So then what is your solution? Is it a platform for the caregivers to go and get other resources? Is it a place for them to commiserate amongst themselves as a support group? Like what's happening on the platform?
I think you're checking a lot of those boxes right there, right? It's I want to say everything, right? But of course, you know, we're our focus, right? But so it's essentially a platform, like you say, right? Like you say. That's, you know, bringing together not only information, that bringing to the caregivers not only information that they need on a daily basis, but also to technology, but also bringing support from their own community that can help them. So if it's not about just, hey, you know, I need to find someone, which is important too, to share your experience. But a lot of times, if you're caring for someone, you need the help. Right, we need the help right now. We want to make sure that the folks that you're connecting with can help you, right? And so that's where Eva comes in and doing that search for you at the community level, so you don't have to do it, right? And you can spend the time caring for your loved one, but also yourself.
Well, caregivers, sometimes you need help, but sometimes you need a helper,
mm-hmm.
and you need a place that you can go to find that trusted resource. And to protect yourself, because there's a lot of bad actors out there, and somebody has to kind of vet to make sure they are who they say they are.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And, you know, Eva will be doing that. We'll do that for you, right? We'll be vetting, you know, we'll be grabbing the resources in the community, and also the information that you have access. So now if you go on Google search and say, hey, you know, I need someone to help, right? You're going to have several different type of result that come in, right?
Right, and just because someone's good at SEO and can show up,
that's right.
Doesn't mean they're the best caregiver.
Good point. Yeah, good point, right? And if you are in, Bankhead, right, your needs are very different from someone in Buckhead,
right?
Right. So you want to make sure, yeah. I mean, with the Eva platform is looking at what are some of the needs that someone in Buckhead or Bankhead has. Let's say let's stick on Bankhead and bring those for resources to that, right? So I'm thinking Bankhead. I'm thinking sometimes it's a food desert, right? What are some of the volunteer organization, community organization that can come in and support without you as a caregiver have to figure it out because you're already too busy, you know, help, you know, caring for that loved one.
Now you.
Our intent is to start with Eva, and then, like you know, Eva will guide you forever throughout the entire journey.
So it's starting there with dementia.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And then now you mentioned Bankhead, the Buckhead. So how do you target those kind of underserved areas where there are less resources? Mm-hmm. Because by definition, there's less resources. Mm-hmm. So how are you going in there to encourage other? Maybe nonprofits to cater to that area to show them there's opportunity here to serve. How are you kind of creating that community? Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of coordination, you know, that needs to happen. So I'm originally from Haiti, right? So we are the countries of NGOs, and if you look at the news, and Haiti is the worst, you know, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, right? We have like the most NGOs, non-government organization. Per capita, anywhere in the world. And we, you know, when you look at it, it's like, okay, what's going on? And one of the reasons, like in the case of Haiti, is coordination. Folks are trying to do the same thing, right? Where right. they can come in and work together. And Eva, right, through our platform, is to bring all these desperate or disparate resources, bring into one platform and be able to effectively support, you know, someone in Bankhead.
So how do you kind of meld that where it takes a human kind of curator with technology and scaling?
The solution has to be customized for, that's why, you know, I mentioned Buckhead and Bankhead, the needs are different, right? And so what it's looking at that community of Bankhead and figure out what are the resources, you know, what are, and how do you interact with the folks there? Right, I'm thinking I'm African American. Right, if I need guidance, I go to my faith leaders. If I need support, I go to my faith leaders. Right, so the African American approach to accessing information is different from, you know, whether you're white, whether you're Latinx. Right, so having that flavor and not having a one-stop, one size fits all approach, that's what's differentiating us. It's gonna continue to be a differentiator for us.
So now, what compelled you to get involved with Code Launch? What brought you here to this event?
Well, you know, so I'm gonna let you speak to after the question, but let me take that on, right? So because I'm sure the listeners want to hear from you as well. So Code Launch, you know, I mean, as a startup, you're knocking on doors, right? Trying to find, you know, folks that can help, and sometimes like anything, you know, you may find the best, you know, help. And Code Launch, we got connected to a friend of ours. Right, who told us, hey, you know, there is this great, you know, initiative to Code Launch that's helping startups just like you, right? And by the way, the deadline is this evening in 3 hours. So I'm scrambling, like, okay, this is great, right? I'm tired. It's already like 10 p.m. I'm tired. And I'm like, oh man, but if I don't do it, right? You know, it's like, well, you didn't need help, right? I offered help. So trying to put the information in the system. Things were not working, right? I'm texting, I'm emailing, I'm on Facebook, on Instagram, trying to reach someone. And finally, I think it was probably midnight, they're like, oh yeah, we have a problem. Turn it in tomorrow, right? So I had a few hours, send it tomorrow, and we started the journey. I mean, just like, you know, quarterfinals, semifinals to the finals, and now we're a champion.
So now, any advice for folks about Code Launch, how to get the most out of it?
Oh, man, those folks at Code Launch have been... I'll say one last thing, I'll stop. I mean, those things at Code Launch have been... folks at Code Launch, Improving Atlanta, have been fantastic. You know, a lot of times, you know, we're looking for help. You know, folks are always like, okay, well, how much of the company are you going to give me, right? Those folks are like, well, we don't need anything, right? We just want to help you. And you're like, is that true? Right? Yeah. Is that true? Is that after like 2 days, you're going to be like, well, let's talk. It's paper, right? And so, I mean, the work, the dedication that they have, and, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, we're not, it's just, you know, and they rally behind our idea, right? And they gave everything that they got, and we're able to do a successful demo, proud of it. And, I mean, the team is excited as much as us.
And one thing that really resonates is, like, Code Launch is also based on this foundation of community, kind of creating this new startup and venture community in Atlanta in this case, and really making it thriving, bringing everyone together to actually push it forward. And that's something that is like a shared value, because that's what we are trying to do as well when it comes to Alzheimer's as a starting point and healthcare in general, is bring them together.
Well, it sounds fully aligned with your mission of creating community. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they're really walking the walk when it comes to this. Yeah, there's a lot of events out there, you know.
Yeah.
And so this one is one of the good ones in terms of they're not asking for anything from you, and they mm-hmm. just want to really help you succeed.
No, for sure. And I think, you know, the folks we've met through this experience are our friends, are part of our family, and they've said that we are part of their family, right? And to our point, you know, community is a big thing for us, right? And seeing other folks that are embracing us, you know, bringing us into their community without asking for something, you know, that's family.
Now, for you, what do you need more of? How can we help?
Well, you know, it's we'll be looking for beta testers, right? So if you're a caregiver caring for someone, you know, reach out to us. You know, I'm Carl at eva360.com, right? Sarab, Saurabh at eva360.com, right? Reach out to us, right? If you're an investor in the area, right, and are passionate about, I mean, we're all getting old, we're all going to be caring for, or are caring for, an aging parent, right? So if you're an investor in the Atlanta area, or in the U.S., wherever you are, right, interested in our mission, let's have a conversation.
And quickly to add to that, if you're an affinity organization, so if you're a church, if you're a religious organization, if you're a school, anyone who is interested in helping the caregivers and being part of the community or already have services, reach out to us as well, because we may be able to make it better, make it easier for you as well.
Well, Sarab, Carl, congratulations again. What a fantastic feeling it must be to have gone through all of those machinations, put in the time, put in the energy, paid the price, and come out with this. But you're only getting started. What is the next step or the next couple of steps for you guys? Where are your energies going to be invested in the coming, I don't know, six 9 months?
Well, I think, you know, it's fundraising. It's fundraising.
So, you hear that, Lee?
Right? So fundraising, right? We're fundraising. You know,
right.
For it to happen, you know, we got to bring the right capital and, of course, the right people mm-hmm. too, right, to get us to that next level. Focusing and tweaking, right, our product. Also, you know, building alliances, right? We're all about community, right? So as Sarab mentioned, you know, if you're out there, you are a community organization, you want to be able to, you want to support your community even better, right? Let us be that technology platform that lets you embrace your community.
I think that is a marvelous way to approach your continued success and your growth. Okay, one more time. Let's make sure that we leave our listeners with points of contact for either or both, whatever you feel like is appropriate. Email address, website, what have you. What's the best way for them to reach out?
Yes, I'm always on LinkedIn, folks. Carl Hanna. I think there's a PhD behind it. So on Carl Hanna, PhD on LinkedIn. Email, you know, Carl at eva360.com.
And that's Carl with a C, by the way.
That's Carl with a C.
Nice. And Sarab, should we leave some coordinates for you, or should we just send them to Carl?
I think it will be easier for the listeners to just stick with Carl.
You got it, man. Well, thank you again, gentlemen, for all of the hard work that you've put in. Thank you for what you're doing. Your mission, your work is important. It means a lot to all of us. We're excited. We're excited for you. And at least at Business Radio X at Code Launch, we're going to continue to follow your story, and we certainly want to help in any way that we can.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back in a few from Code Launch Atlanta 2021.